always serving a fresh cup of daily inspiration, Deanna Hobbs.
Today's inspiration is to assure you that this time it will work out. No matter what happened last time, what failures you have endured, what suffering you have been through, and what losses you have sustained, God has a plan for you to bring you out. It will work out this time. Welcome to your Friday, February 2nd, 2018 edition of your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast. My name is Deanna Hobbs. I am founder of Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, a 501c3 nonprofit organization that distributes free resources all around the world to help you grow in your faith and become everything God has destined you to be. I'm bringing you warm greetings live from Empowering Everyday Women Ministries studios here in the city of Buffalo, New York. It is a cold, wintry day here in the City of Good Neighbors, but I feel your warmth, your love, and I enjoy so much coming to you each morning and depositing seeds of inspiration into your life. Hey, you made it through another week. Whatever kind of week it's been for you, God brought you through and you have a reason to rejoice. Every single podcast is available to you as a free resource. Go ahead and stream it, download it on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher.com, DeannaHobbs.com. Also on my YouTube channel under my name, Deanna Hobbs, DiannaHobbs. When you click on that red subscribe button and turn on your notifications every time a podcast is uploaded, you'll be among the first to know. Let's begin today's podcast with a prayer. God, thank you for this time, this opportunity to come together and eat from your table. God, I know you have prepared a feast for this, your precious son, this, your precious daughter. I step back realizing that I have nothing they need, but you, oh God, know everything. So word my mouth and use me to speak a word in season. And I thank you right now in Jesus' name. Amen. In yesterday's newsletter, I was sharing something with my subscribers. If you're not subscribed to the newsletter, by the way, you can easily subscribe by going to empoweringeverydaywomen.com and clicking that orange newsletter button in the top right-hand corner of my organization's website. But anyway, I was saying I received bad news about three different people I love Wednesday. I got all of this tough news in the span of about 5 minutes, and it was in the evening. Totally unexpected. And immediately, I took that bad news to my good God with full confidence that He will take care of it. You know, several of my loved ones are facing some serious health battles, and the enemy would love it for me, for them to crumble and fall apart. But we're not going to do that. I know too much about God and His transforming power. I have full confidence in His wisdom and His sovereignty. I remember about 10 years ago in 2008, after I finished fixing lunch for the children, I got this phone call that shook me to my core. The worried voice on the other end said, "Treece found out she had cancer today." And it was my younger sister calling to tell me that my sister-in-law, Patrice, had just been diagnosed with breast cancer. I remember stammering. I said, what did you say? And it wasn't that I didn't hear what she said. I just couldn't believe what I was hearing. Patrice at that time was only 33 years old. She and my brother had recently had two beautiful young daughters. She was a perfectly healthy young woman. So I was perplexed and in shock. Although we hear about breast cancer and we read about it, I don't think anyone really expects it to hit home. Until it does. After I hung up the phone, I sobbed, but I also started praying because I know that whether it's cancer or something else, the God we serve is a healer. When I first spoke to Treece after receiving the news, she was in great spirits. Her faith in God's healing power was stronger than ever. She was optimistic. Treece was calm. Want to give you peace in the midst of your trial? I know it to be so. Well, after we conversed about the details of her condition, she told me that she knew God was going to get the glory from the situation and that she would be just fine. And she was right. Not only did Treece survive that bout with breast cancer, but she was diagnosed 2 more times after that. So today, she is a 3-time breast cancer survivor. My mother is also a breast cancer survivor. But most importantly, God is a healer. When Treece was diagnosed the second time, it was a real blow to her. She had conquered the cancer and it came back. Then the 3rd time seemed unfair and so crazy. What was happening? Satan wanted Treece and the family to be discouraged, but we refused. We said the same God who did it before will do it again. And I understand that it can be discouraging when you have to fight the same battle. You want it to be over. You want to win and be done for good. It doesn't always work like that, though. It would be ideal, but that's not always the case. During my Bible study time a while ago, I was reading Judges 20. In that chapter, the Israelites fought the battle of Gibeah against the Benjamites. And even though they had God's blessing to fight, they sustained some losses in that battle. The first day, the Benjamites killed 22,000 Israelite soldiers. The second day, there were 18,000 more casualties. Wow. Clearly, it didn't look good for God's chosen ones. They cried out to the Lord and inquired about whether they should continue fighting. The Lord told them, go back and fight again, despite having already lost 40,000 men. So they obeyed. And on the third day, oh, there's something about that third day. After about 30 of their fighters were killed, it looked like the same defeat was happening all over again for the Israelites. But God wasn't finished. I want you to slip up that hand right now and tell yourself, God is not finished. Oh, no, he's not finished. This time around, after brutal defeats, God gave the Israelites victory over the Benjamites. It didn't matter what it looked like, and it doesn't matter what it looks like for you. God will give you the victory too. Shake yourself and tell yourself, victory belongs to me. Friend, you may be up against something that's so tough. You may have already sustained some losses. There may be some casualties you can look back on and point to. This could be one of the greatest trials you've ever experienced, but don't be discouraged by the bumps in the road. God sent me to tell you that this time things will be different. The circumstances you're facing aren't favorable. The reports you're getting aren't favorable. The darkness is overwhelming, but God is more than able to work it out. Remind yourself that God goes before you. He is fighting your battles. He's turning those situations around. He's causing all things to work together for your good. This time it will work out. This time the door will open. This time he's going to heal your body. This time he's going to save that loved one. This time it'll be different. This time is your time. If you focus on the failure of last time, you'll miss the victory God wants to give you this time. So don't let that turmoil make you forget who you serve. Don't let the losses, the hurts, the setbacks, and the trials God used to strengthen your character and prepare you for ministry defeat your faith. The Lord is on your side. That's why you're still here. That's why he preserved you when you could have lost your mind and your life. He kept you when it appeared that you were surely going down for the last time. Satan wanted to destroy you, but God wouldn't allow it. That vicious storm tried to knock you down and keep you from ever arising again, but God wouldn't allow it. That season of difficulty came to ruin you, but God wouldn't allow it to be so. He told that storm, get back. He told the sickness, you can't take their life. He told the opposition, you cannot defeat them. He told the winds and the waves, be still. Destruction came to take you out, but God wouldn't let it be so. He wouldn't let that trouble prevail over you. He preserved you for such a time as this. He strengthened you because you never stopped seeking his face. He kept you because he knew it wasn't over. He always had a plan to bring you out. Because you didn't give up and because you continued to trust him, that turnaround you've been anticipating is coming. This time it will work out. God is coming to your aid. He's coming to your defense. He's rescuing and delivering you from the hand of the enemy and the snare he set to trap you. Jeremiah 32:21 talks about how God rescued Israel with a mighty hand and an outstretched arm. That same hand and arm is extended to you today. To remind you that God's word is unfailing and that he's going to do just what he said, I'm stirring Ezekiel 12:28 in the New International Version right into your cup of inspiration. And it says this, therefore say to them, this is what the sovereign Lord says. None of my words will be delayed any longer. Whatever I say will be fulfilled, declares the Sovereign Lord. As you drink down the contents of your cup, rejoice that the delay is over. Thank God by faith that this time your turnaround will come. This time what you've been believing and hoping and praying for will come to pass. Your press was not in vain. The tears were not for nothing. The purpose of God will prevail. You will fulfill your kingdom assignment in this earth. Be encouraged by the realization that this is not a hopeless case. The situation is not too far gone. Our mighty Savior has a great plan for your deliverance. This time, the one who controls every outcome has commanded things to shift in your favor. Now let's pray. God, I pray for this, my sister, this, my brother. Thank you for their shift. Thank you that in some areas where things look hopeless, you've already declared that the struggle is over. Thank you that this time, by faith, things will come into alignment in their life. Thank you for the blessings, the healing, the favor, the promotion, the reconciliation, the restoration, and the increase. I rejoice in advance on their behalf, and we count it as done in Jesus' name. Amen.
Your Daily Cup of Inspiration podcast has been brought to you by Empowering Everyday Women Ministries, where we help fuel your faith every day. For more information, log on to www.deannahobbs.com.